Junior High Jazz Ensemble from Fremont. They are directed by Mr. Greg Conway. Please welcome to the stage the Hopkins Junior High Jazz Ensemble.
All right, good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High Jazz Ensemble. I'm Rory Schneider, recently retired from Diablo Valley College as Director of Jazz Studies.
It is Absolutely Positively by Gregory Yasinski. This is going to feature Andrew Nguyen on alto saxophone.
All right, Greg's a friend of mine, great writer. Looking forward to making comments on your performance here at the Campana Festival 2014. Yeah. Nice balanced sound. Could use a little more saxophones. You got eight pretty strong brass players, so you want to put a little more air. I play sax, and it's always not fair. 8 against 5 or whatever it is, so. More air, and I eventually use the microphones on the saxophones. Sounds like you're pretty much doing the articulations together. I don't have the score with me, but I know that Greg is usually meticulous about writing on it, so you know exactly how every note is articulated. So that's good, very good learning, because later on you'll see charts that don't have everything marked, but you already know how it goes because you learned it before when you were learning easier charts. Excellent. Unison, trumpets and altos there. Thank you. Thanks for turning up the bass a little bit. Snare drum, I suggest do more kicking the figures. You're kind of playing some chatter, which is kind of, you know, syncopated things that you used in combo playing. In big band, do that. You sometimes pick up the articulations the trumpets are playing or the brass and kick those with them. Bones, you can play a little softer for the backgrounds. Yeah, nice job. I noticed you have another player over there with the bass trombone. I'd say go ahead and double him. That's an embarrassment of riches there. On the snare, don't use it to play 2 and 4 with the hi-hat. Let the hi-hat do that. You play less on the snare. All right, nice opening for you. Good swing tune. Stayed pretty much the same tempo. Pretty much legato jazz tongue, although you can try to smooth that out. As young players, you start da-da-da-da-da, and then da-da-da-da-da, and then legato jazz tongue, very smooth and connected, legato. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like that, which is really hard on the trombone. Thank you.
tune is San Francisco Samantha. This is going to feature Susan on tenor saxophone.
All right, this is a well-known Nessico ballad. Looking forward to hearing you play it. Again, about extra brass players, I'd suggest doubling them. You got five trumpets, double the fourth part. Unless you have to find some charts for 10 brass, which probably aren't that many for middle school. And double the fourth trombone, or third. If you got two really good bassline players, you could put one on either side of the section, have double bass trombone if they can play in tune. I like to do that with my pro band. I'd like to have the whole band play softer for the ballad, except for the soloist. You got brushes, but I can't quite see it. I think you're stirring with one hand and playing quarter notes with the other one. Check that out. You're supposed to stir with both the hands, and then when you hit the cymbal, really whack it so we can hear those brushes on the cymbal. Nice vibrato to add a little bit into your notes there. Hear that D and E around there, a little sharp though. Unison backgrounds are too loud. The other suggestion I have for you on the tenor is to interpret that melody. Play it your own way. Not the way it's written there that thousands of students have played in the same way it's written. Do your own version. Make it Lucia's solo by changing rhythms. Add some notes, subtract some notes. Now this can be your loud spot. Let's bring it up. Drums. More trombones. Nice unison trumpets. Intonation's getting a little problematic at the end of the unison thing here. Trumpets, maybe just a little tiredness in the chops. Yeah, I like your sound up there and your vibrato. Nice cadenza. If you played it differently that time than you did at the last couple of rehearsals, that is, you can just, with the cadenza, you could be free to improvise on that scale that works with that and find a pretty note, which you did at the end. Nice job on that from the band and the soloist. Okay, gonna close up with some funk from Herbie Hancock. Good to have a standard funk tune from the literature. Many different recordings that you could find to check it out, and solos are fun because they're only like three scales, and also that covers your swing ballad and straight eights. If you get to do a fourth tune, then you can find another style, a bossa nova or a samba or hip hop. There's so many different styles. That's what the fun thing is about playing jazz, I think. learning to play those styles. And to do that, you got to listen. So listening to jazz is quite important and quite fun. Glad you're taking a second to get the bass going. But then again, you kind of want to let it flow if like you're doing a concert. So you could have that bass tuned up beforehand with the tuner. Yeah, let's get both bass trombones on that line. Ba-do-do-da. Bop, bop. Yeah. Try a little bit of 16th note feel on the drum. Yeah, you can't get it from looking at the part there. Play that drum part exactly as written. That's bad. You want to play it like the drummer played it on the recordings that Herbie Hancock made. You're just playing quarter notes. Dat, brat, dat, brat. Chicka, papa, papa, dat, deca, dat. Just play a fun rock beat. Band's doing a nice job of playing that line. Tune and articulated well together. And on a piano, you could get away from the written part also. That thing you've written is done, okay, do da da. But then you could change the rhythms around a little bit, or even voicings. For interest, you always want to create new interest and things that'll perk up your listeners' ears. Yeah, the rhythm section sounds a little bit like a band in a box. Which is a great program for practice and improvisation. You just punch in the style and the chord changes, etc. But then the rhythm section plays the same thing over and over. So it's an automatic drummer rather than a human rhythm section. Now you open up a bit playing 16th on the snare behind the trombone solo. Good. Yeah, trombone. Yeah, getting a lot of air through that horn, got a good sound, and he had fun playing that solo. There you go, the blues scale works pretty good on this song, but kind of simple. It's like, I think, two chord. I call it a two chord boogie. So you can play blues scale, but then you could try some other things. Yeah, nice little ending. Go ahead and try some different things. There's never any wrong notes when you're improvising. Maybe just a poor choice, but depending on how the tune is going, a blues or a simple repeated vamp, the kind of thing, you can wail at it. Just have some fun. You might think about its dynamics in this song. It's pretty much the same level, which can happen with funk tunes. If you heard the Headhunters, Herbie Hancock's band, I think they recorded this. It's going to be similar, but like some Latin things, sometimes you don't look for a place to play louder and a place to play softer. And then have the rhythm section help with that. All right, nice tight ending. All right, Hopkins, thanks for playing. Enjoyed hearing it. Hope some of the things I've said will help you out in your future growth as jazz players. That's the whole idea of these festivals. And let me leave you with a couple suggestions. I mentioned listening. That's always very important, especially for jazz, especially for rhythm section players. And then improvise. If you all get into some improv, you could take this tune and all have a little fun with it. Or play an easy blues and play just the blues scale, root, flat 3, 4, sharp 4, 5, flat 7. Get some Abersole materials or that Band in the Box program. There's many different things to help practice. And don't feel daunted by it. It's not rocket science. It's just playing your horn or your whatever you got there and having some fun with it. So if you start listening more to different styles, to good players on your instrument, and get into some improvisation, that will keep your interest going on through school and maybe beyond that. So let me give you a few names of players to listen to. I play alto. I love Phil Woods, Cannibal Adderley, and Charlie Parker Byrd, the best of all. Tenor sax, let me see. Somebody who plays good ballads that you could listen to. Stan Getz. Coltrane, great tenor player, of course, one of the best. Good ballads and unbelievable technique. Michael Brecker, baritone sax. Ronnie Cooper, trombones. Bill Watrous, J.J. Johnson, bass trombone. Got a couple of those. Check out Dave Taylor. Plays bass bone with Bob Minster's big band. One of the biggest sounds I've ever heard. Trumpets, Louis Armstrong, the father of us all. And then we got Miles Davis, Freddie Hubbard, Wynton Marsalis. Rhythm section, like I said, listen to big bands. Listen to Count Basie, Butch Miles drumming with them. Listen to Buddy Rich Band, Buddy Rich drumming with them, to see your roles. For individual players, listen to Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock on piano. Bass, Ron Carter, John Patitucci. Drums, I mentioned. But mainly, you know, get listening. Get more listening. And maybe, like me, be a jazz hound for the rest of your life. All right? Thanks a lot. Bye.